What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Forward podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward Travel Guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the APC podcast, soon to be named, maybe something else. Still ruminating on that. From AcmePackingCompany.com and SB Nation, talking Green Bay Packers. All, well, it's not the offseason anymore. All training camp long, and then into the preseason, which is going to start on Saturday, and then into the season forever and ever and ever until the end of time. I am Zach Rapport, at Zach Rapport on Twitter. Follow the show at the APC Pod. And I am joined by my East Coast contingent out here. First by Alex Patakis. How are you, man?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm okay. Hanging in there. I was just telling, before we hit record, telling Foldy, it's one of those weeks where it's like, there's the meme, like, Lemon, it's Wednesday. It's Tuesday, but it feels like Friday to me. It's just been one of those weeks, you know? I'm just tired.
I feel that. I'm sorry to hear it.
Just some quick tired banter. I'm tired. We're also joined by Ben Foldy. How are you, man?
I am also feeling like this week should be over by now.
APC listeners are clamoring for us to spend the first 10 minutes of the show talking about Greek food in Queens, I'm sure.
Yes. That's...
I went Thursday, so if they want it.
Where'd you go? So
I went to...
Yes.
I'm walking right through that door. Yes.
I went to Telly's. So I forgot to mention, you know, in case anybody in Astoria is listening to this podcast, I went back and I realized I didn't mention Bihari, which is like would be my number one recommendation when I was listing off restaurants. But I went to Telly's instead with a friend who's been kept asking me to go and like we should get Greek food and do whatever, you know, have a night out there. And my first experience there was a lot better than the second one. They were like insanely busy. I guess everyone goes out on Thursday night there or something. Mm-hmm. A lot of families and stuff. So I cut them some slack. Maybe it wasn't like... you know, quite like the first experience I had, but still very good.
Great.
So,
I'm glad. I'll add it on the list.
Everyone's cramming into those restaurants, getting their last meal in before COVID shutdown 3.0 happens.
Yeah. My employer just rolled out a new mask policy. And it's so funny because like that happened on Monday and Thursday of last week, we had like a 60-person event in our showroom, no masks. Like for the first time, you know, since like pre-COVID, probably since like our holiday party of like 2019.
And then like 18 hours later.
Yeah, exactly. So I haven't learned of any people being exposed or any quarantining that I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm ready whenever someone is going to tell me that I just need to spend the next few weeks in my apartment.
If Kirk Cousins is to be believed, you don't need the vaccine. You just need a little plexiglass enclosure around you at all times, and you'll be fine. No big deal.
Yeah, how does that work walking around a NFL facility, I wonder, and in a huddle?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just picture him like it being like soundproof glass, and he's just like yelling the play in the huddle, and no one can really hear him. And he's just like, oh man, whatever. Maybe he'd be better if everyone was guessing. I don't know. Fuck Kirk Cousins. That's my take. That's my only stance of the day. Fuck Kirk Cousins.
First air horn of the 2021 season goes to Alex.
Polka, baby. Polka me.
Just imagine like COVID-19 walking into the locker room like yelling, you like that? You like that?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, the preseason's about to start with the first game for the Packers this coming Saturday as we record this on a Tuesday evening, August 10th, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. Do your math, kids. So we will talk a little bit about preseason, hypothetically, if you were to watch that. Not that we're recommending that, but maybe some things you could watch out for. But before then, should we continue to do haikus and mystify Packers fans who are listening to the show for the first time?
I vote yes.
Yes.
sounds like we got some feedback on the haikus. It's being developed as a bit on the show, but sounds like so far it's worth exploring, right?
Justice likes it. Justice Mosqueda, who I realized today, he's the new corporate overlord. He's a corporate overlord.
I love that for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Nothing about him seems corporate.
It's true. Although he did land a sweet interview with Donald Driver, and we will be putting that in the audio feed probably about half a day after this one. So look forward to that. And in honor of that, I guess we'll start some haikus. I'll go first. I'll set the scene. Play my weird little sounder. The water comes in. I don't know. It's like some kind of weird Lord of the Rings moment happening with this music. I'm not quite sure.
No, it's very like, you know, Chinatown massage parlor.
Oh, yes, that's it.
I don't mean that in like a dirty way. I go to Chinatown massage parlors. I'm a big fan of Tweena.
I mean, we used to record the show in Chinatown where you lived.
That's true. And around the corner, there was a great massage parlor.
Love hanging out in Chinatown. This is not the haiku. Here it is. All right. Night of family. Packers fans come together. Not me, though. Can't stream.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Our haikus are very similar.
I was great. Can we just pile on? Let's just pile on. Here, we won't even explain this one. We'll hit the sounder again, and we'll just let you go. A poetic pile-up. I like it.
Why the hell can't I stream Family Night? We're in 2021.
That's much more concise and to the point than mine.
Yours had painted a better picture, though. Mine is just an angry man at home by himself.
Old man yells at cloud. Why can't we stream Family Night? Why? I would literally pay the Packers. I don't know. $10, give half of it to like Children's Hospital or something.
Yeah.
Show me a bunch of like stupid Quick Trip ads, like Bell and Health. Let me pay for it. Let me pay you for it. Why can't I watch it? I got to watch all this like recycled highlights on Twitter of Jordan Love passes that weren't even caught.
Yeah. Have you ever been so excited for a pass that wasn't caught?
Man, Twitter was losing their mind. Packers Twitter was losing their mind. People were... I kind of wanted to tell people to calm down a little bit because the pass was not caught. It was right where it needed to be, which is great, but it's not a good look to be like, oh yeah, like people logging off. They hate that Jordan Love like threw a nice pass, and it's like, yeah, but it wasn't caught. I don't know. We're getting in the weeds here. Let me stream Family Night, Packers. Come on. It's 2021, to quote Poet Laureate Ben Foldy.
Agreed.
You have any hot Family Night takes, Alex?
No. Thanks to Justice for compiling the all the cuts of Jordan Love's throws, because that's pretty much the only thing I was interested in and likely going to watch for anyway. Not the only thing, but like...
That was up on the blog, right?
Yes, correct. That is available at acmepackingcompany.com or on Twitter. He put together... It's like 90 seconds of straight Jordan Love throws, which, by the way, you know, I know people got, you were saying people got excited about that pass, but Paul Noonan, Badger Noonan at acmepackingcompany.com did like a little breakdown that he wrote about Jordan Love's performance in Family Night. And I know it's Family Night, and I know a lot of people didn't see it, but like
performance.
Yeah, quote unquote performance or first live look. Like that's how desperate we are. And it wasn't. I wouldn't say great.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Like not that it matters. I guess at this point, I think Saturday is what matters. But
well, yeah, that was his first Family Night, right? Because they didn't do it before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, that's why
I thought it was fine. Honestly.
What was Rodgers' first Family Night like? I think it was bad.
Yeah, I thought, I don't know. I think you're being a little uncharitable.
Are you guys seeing this lightning that's freaking my dog out?
Yes, I can see it.
That's ruining my audio. Damn. Wicked storm happening right now.
It did get very dark suddenly.
In New York City. I went from being able to see you fully to literally I cannot see you at all.
Yeah, I'm going to turn on.
Ben Foldy on our little chat now is just basically a blank screen.
I'm going to turn on a light. Give me a second. Yeah,
you turned into like a supervillain or something in your lair.
The weather talk is just what you need on an audio medium. Man, but it's pretty scary. So apologies for my dog barking in the background. I would say this is his first really bad thunderstorm, and I guess he's like other dogs that doesn't love it.
I just hear the dull rumble of the approaching storm.
I'll say this one thing, one last video note, which is bad audio, and then we'll move on. But Ben, your video is stuck again, as it often is in this one moment. So I think you've turned on the light. And you're just like living the life. And we just have this frozen dark silhouette of you. Ah, there you are. Hey, buddy.
Oh, whoa.
Hockey hair. All right. Let's move on. Alex, do you have a haiku this week?
Yeah, I could piggyback off the conversation we were having. But you got to hit me with the music.
You're going to piggyback into Greek food?
I wish. No. The Jordan Love conversation. I got love on the brain.
Got love on the brain. That's the name, the title of the haiku, I think.
That is. All right. This is my haiku. I just go, holy. I'm starting to feel unsafe despite the relaxing music. I don't have a basement. Okay. Haiku in the throes of a severe thunderstorm. An extended look. Oh, how exciting it is. Now we have found love. He's counting the syllables. I think I got it.
We found love. What are we going to do?
Amazing.
With it.
Well, I'm glad that we're getting the Jordan Love talk out of the way, because we'll talk a little bit about things we may or may not be looking forward to seeing in the preseason game. And I wanted to officially take Love off the table for that conversation, just because like that's the obvious answer. So I'm glad we're talking about it now. I didn't actually get to see the, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to log on to acmepackingcompany.com and find that Justice supercut of Love. But
So I guess read Paul's piece, you know, it's short, it's to the point. And again, it's 90 seconds of throws at family night where the weather was shit. And it's like the first live thing he's done. Right. So, but I think it was mostly just pointing out the contrast and that, like, if you had to pick something that you would have liked to have seen him do better, it would be the zip on the throws, which was kind of interesting because that goes directly against, I think, what his strength was coming out of the draft, right? But all that matters is, you know, game action. And I would argue it even doesn't really matter that much in these preseason games. So hopefully this is a conversation for years from now. But it is cool. Like, I don't know, it adds a layer of intrigue after all this drama this offseason, because I forgot like that all of this shit was canceled last year.
Yep.
Like we just, you know, cannonballed into an NFL season and now we're back. And what's most exciting to me about that, Zach, is like it adds so much more legitimacy to guy picking season, which I feel like we can touch on later. But got to get the Jordan Love stuff out of the way. Obviously, that's a big topic. He's going to play most of the game before this double named guy is going to take over at quarterback.
Kurt, son of Kurt.
I like they called it guy picking season as if it's like apples or something.
Yeah. Heading on down to Lombardia or whatever. And what's Mike McCarthy Street? Is it Way?
I think McCarthy it's Way. I think it's McCarthy Way.
That needs to be talked about more.
The fact that it's a way.
Yeah. It's hard. When is hard? Did I miss Hard Knocks? No, right? I haven't seen anybody talk about
it. No,
that.
I think it starts this week.
Wait,
I think it starts this week. I wonder if we should do like some hashtag content about content if you're going to watch that and you can give us like, it's a little bit of retread because I know the Around the NFL podcast guys do this as well. But for McCarthy, maybe we should like check in every once in a while on Hard Knocks.
I feel like there's going to be one 2-second clip of audio we can pull if that's even legal. And just drop it in completely out of context throughout every podcast we do while Hard Knocks is airing. Like Mike McCarthy, like, you know, he's going to just say like something great each episode, I would think.
Yeah.
Or just something so painfully bland that it's like hilarious.
pulling the audio. Legal? No. Has that stopped us in the past? Absolutely not. Please don't sue us.
It really isn't if it's like 2 seconds and you cite it.
I guess
you really need permission. I guess you do.
You do. I think there's like a handshake agreement out there in the world that if it's like less than 15 seconds, that's fine. But that's not actually like an on paper law. If someone really wanted to come after you for using their audio, I think that they could.
I thought maybe that's a law for music rights, right?
Maybe or that's just
does
music.
That apply to all like press conference audio?
Yeah, maybe
if
that's
we
just
didn't
music.
Gather it ourselves. We can't just like be like, I don't know. That's isn't that pub? I don't know. Ben would know that this is like his life. I mean, I don't blame him for not really caring. But anyway,
speaking of not really caring, should we move on and talk about preseason?
That sounds good.
All right, guys, the Packers are set to, I guess, play, in air quotes, the Houston Texans on Saturday in their first preseason game. And look, we're pretty apathetic, obviously, about preseason on this pod. But I would say, you know, if you were to watch, you know, hypothetically, in some universe, you were to watch this game, maybe here are a few things that you might be curious to see on the field. I got a few items. Anyone else want to start first? You want me to go?
Yeah, you go first. We'll jump in as necessary.
All right. I'm going to tee up Devin Funchess. And I mentioned this last week. I mentioned last week that I didn't see a spot for him on this team. And Foldy, you disagreed with me. And that got me thinking, like, huh, I actually haven't seen Devin Funchess on my TV playing an opposing team in like literally years, in maybe two and a half years. So I'm curious to see what he actually looks like. Where are they lining him up? His body size, what that looks like out there compared to other guys, because I know he's a bigger guy. Again, I'm not saying that you should watch preseason football, but if you did, hypothetically, you might be interested in seeing Devin Funchess on the field.
I think he got hurt in the first week of 2019, right? That was the...
Yes, he got hurt early that year.
Yeah, I mean...
And that was it. It's 2021. We're almost done with 2021, basically, as a year, and we haven't seen him since then.
So far, with all the reports out of camp, I sort of don't think he makes the team at this point. I stand a little corrected on Funchess, but we'll see.
What are the... Can you give me the Cliff's Notes on those reports?
Just that I've heard that he hasn't stood out in any way, shape, or form. Whereas Juwan Winfrey has. I'm not saying Juwan Winfrey makes the team either, but I admittedly haven't read the latest. He also used a racial slur in a press conference. That wasn't a great move.
I actually missed that and only saw the I tuned in and saw Brian Gutekunst basically like apologizing on behalf of the franchise and telling everyone that Funchess had been chastised, and I totally missed the first half of that. Not that we want to repeat a slur on the show, but I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Seems like not a great look, though.
Although it's funny, because it's like I was like, I'm going off camp stuff, and now I'm looking... it seems like he had a good... seems like he had a good family night. I just couldn't see it. So,
we'll play the haiku music again for family night. I got nothing to add there. Anyone else got something you're may or may not be looking forward to or interested in seeing on Saturday? Preseason football, hypothetically, if you were to watch. Alex, you got anything?
I've said this in the past, probably years ago, and that I think performance is so hard to really evaluate in the preseason with how disjointed everything is. But one thing I think we can take away to a degree is alignment. So this is really boring, but just like what the Packers defense looks like under Joe Barry a little bit. From like what package they're running and down and distance situations, etc. So, and it's early, so it's not going to be the same like next year, you know, or whatever, January of 22, when the Packers are hopefully playing a playoff game. But a new defense, you know, shake it up a little bit. Let's see, let's see what's happening. Are we dropping our biggest outside linebacker into coverage on third downs, or what are we doing? So I'm excited to see that.
Can I blow up your spot a little bit here?
Okay.
I have the opposite thing written. I wrote not Joe Barry because...
Oh, wow. No, that's great.
I think... So, and I actually, I'd asked Justice about this before we hit record earlier today, and I just said, do you think that there's any way that the average fan could say, like, huh, that's noticeably different when watching Joe Barry's defense, specifically in this preseason game? And he said there is no chance that you will be able to discern any difference.
Well,
and
then I guess I won't be watching out for it, or I'll be waiting to see the same shit I've been seeing.
Well, so, and don't sell yourself short, because I asked, you know, on behalf of the average football fan, which is me, I am not very smart, but you know, you played, I feel like you understand a little bit more than I do. So like, you know, if you're a football sophisticate, someone like Justice Mosqueda, I think maybe, you know, there is something that you can discern about the defense, but it is really vanilla. And for the most part, you know, what I came away with talking to Justice earlier today is just that, like, this game specifically is really about evaluating players. And so I wouldn't try to get too caught up in the overall defense. You just, like, find your guys, hashtag guys. You focus in and you have fun. So a little lighthearted disagreement on the ABC pod.
No, that's fine. I'm glad you brought it up. Well, it's kind of a bummer if it's not going to be that different, I guess. But yeah, also, I guess, why would you do that in your first preseason game if you're going to, like, kind of, you know, show your best stuff?
Yeah, I think he's not saying that it's not going to be different overall, like Joe Barry versus past Packers defense. And I think, you know, you can look no further than Aaron Rodgers saying recently in a presser that there's been a learning curve in playing Joe Barry's defense in practice, and that it has been a challenge for him. It's a new defense they haven't seen before, and that's been challenging. So that gets me excited about Joe Barry. I would just caution against paying too much attention to scheme and things like that in this game. But to throw you a little bit of a nugget here, I do think it would be important to see, like, where they're lining certain players up. You have a train going by, Ben. What is that?
Real time sound effects. That was thunder.
Yeah, that was,
wasn't it?
Lightning, pretty close, I would say.
I normally edit out a bunch of this peripheral stuff, but we're just going to leave the thunder in the background. Maybe that portends something for this game. I don't know.
That was nuts. Oh, man. All right. So, am I going to get one now? I just said. It's the brightest lightning I've ever seen.
Talking weather.
Yeah. Okay. So, Ben, what are you watching for? I have a bonus one.
I want to look at this draft class. Like, that's what I'm excited to get some input into. I'm excited to see Jordan Love. And I'm excited. I think the AJ Dillon show should hopefully be fun. But yeah, as excited as I am to see kind of like the... It's going to be really loud here in a second.
Amazing.
That actually wasn't as close as I thought. I'm excited to see, you know, the Jordan Love show and the AJ Dillon show and the kind of second year leap show. But I think there's a lot of potential contributors in this year's draft class that I'm excited to get a look at. Namely, Kylan Hill is probably the player that I think should get the most burn of the rookies and touches. And I'm hopefully get to see what I think will make him kind of the steal of the draft in the seventh round.
I was going to mention Kylan Hill by name because I know that he is, you are paying attention to him. You're interested in what he looks like and whether or not he pans out. He's definitely, is he guy eligible? He's guy eligible.
Yeah. I mean, he's guy eligible for now. I see him as the natural successor to Aaron Jones in a lot of ways.
Interesting.
And, you know, in terms of the kind of smaller shifty back, who is really good out of the backfield potentially as well. Yeah, so I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see Shamar John Charles. Who else? I don't know. I guess that's it, pretty much.
As a seventh round pick, I feel like Hill is definitely guy eligible.
Yeah.
He's got to be.
He's a guy.
Right?
I have the note here. I should have teed it up earlier, but we will, after we get through this seg, we can sort of review the guy eligibility rules, and then maybe we can set up later in the preseason once we've seen some snaps, we can have ourselves a guy draft.
Yeah, absolutely. People love drafting guys.
Alex, you mentioned you had a bonus bit. What do you got?
Well, we were just talking about Funchess, and it was making me think of like, all right, tell me if Justice also says you can't glean anything from this. But I feel like this you at least have to know. Who's on the different special teams units? Like, who has a chance to possibly make the roster through the back door, you know, to sneak in by way of special teams? Because that has to decide the receiving room, right? To a degree. Like, those are the bodies that usually get used on the perimeter of those units. And like, Devin, I don't know anything about Devin Funchess's history playing special teams earlier in his career, but like, his body doesn't scream special teams guy to me.
Yeah.
Which is probably gonna hurt his chances a lot.
Yeah.
Unless he's just a good enough receiver. So
a quick aside there, I'm weirdly excited about new Packers special teams coordinator Maurice Drayton, who a number of reporters have said that they came away from his early pressers actually really impressed with what he had to say and his approach to special teams, and really I think what they meant there is really impressed versus the past couple guys. I don't know. I've talked about it a few times on air, but I don't know if you guys remember like Sean Menenga's first presser as the special teams coordinator, but I remember specifically watching it and thinking, I'm not sure he cares or knows what special teams really is all about. I don't think he cares. It's just like, sometimes that's like one of those stopgap jobs. And certainly it's a stepping stone, but like there's, you know, some teams are good at it, and they're good at it for a reason. It's good coaching. So I don't know. I'm excited about this guy.
Yeah. I mean, knowing how to speak to the media is going to do him a lot of favors in terms of the way he's covered. But if they suck and special teams again, please, doesn't matter.
Can we have decent special teams, please?
Yeah. That'd be great. Like an exciting return. Man, that'd be so cool.
Oh man, a return. Yeah, we're so starved for special teams fun, aside from like,
although I feel like a lot of it, I mean, the new rules definitely have had to have hindered like that league wide.
Definitely.
You know,
yeah.
Gone are the days of Devin Hester really at all in the NFL. Yeah. So I guess we're not the only ones, but it would just be nice to feel like they're not digging us a huge fucking hole all the time.
I that's another reason I'm excited for Kylan Hill potentially.
Yeah.
On kickoffs.
Agreed. I got one more guy, and we teased it earlier, but I'll say Kurt Benkert. I know it's cheating a little bit because I said Jordan Love was off the table, but I'm legitimately interested in watching Kurt Benkert play. I love nothing more than getting excited about a third string quarterback in August. So he should get plenty of snaps throwing to, well, I don't know who he's going to be throwing to out there, but he'll get opportunities. It'll be on TV, and I'm interested to see.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if either of you know this. This is how plugged in I am. is there another kicker in camp? No, right?
No, I don't think so. No.
You remember when like it was like a day-to-day thing? Tracking Mason Crosby's misses and like the kicking battle.
Sergio.
With Sergio, Giorgio, Ricardo, Tavecchio, or whatever. Man.
I mean,
talk about just like wastes of time.
Yeah. Well, Mason Crosby, too. Like,
in preseason. Oof.
I mean, Crosby's been pretty much money for like the last 2 years, I think. Pretty much money. Yeah. I think he's missed like 2 field goals in the regular season in the last 2 years.
Yeah, no, I don't want another kicker in camp. I was just curious and just kind of reflecting on the days when
we used to get
like every Backers beat writer would tweet like, in practice today, Mason Crosby was 6 of 8. And it's like, okay.
And Giorgio Tavecchio was 2 of 8.
Yeah. That was the craziest family night of all time, though, when Mason Crosby just got the yips. I remember that like specifically being just like, oh, that's probably my most memorable family night moment, I think, of my life. I don't know if I could think of one that stood out more than that, where I just felt so bad for him. You could just tell he just didn't want to be there.
Aww.
Like if he were at NBA, he was basically like Ben Simmons, but without the option to pass because he has to shoot, you know? So it was like, it was just like, all right, it's just no hiding. Damn. Well, Mace has come a long way.
I see you visibly annoyed at your dog barking. Don't, it's not their fault.
He was so quiet all day.
It's just,
all
there's
day.
Thunder, there's rain. It's just, I had to sadly kick my dog out of the office that I record in because, it's a little overcast here, and when there's a slight implication of some future adverse weather, he just loses his mind, and he was like shaking in the corner, cowering.
Oh,
and yeah, just a little sad guy. He's fine.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like anyone got anything else on preseason? I feel like we hit a bunch.
Probably more after we get a little look.
Yeah, let's get a look and then reassess.
We watch it on Saturday.
Does this season feel a bit more like open to you guys? Like you're not really sure who's going to make the starting lineup at a bunch of key positions? Or maybe not the starting lineup, but like the depth positions?
I haven't sunk my teeth into it quite yet, but I do consume a lot of content, and my read from some of the beat writers who are more plugged in is actually there's not a lot of spots up for grabs, and that it's actually going to be a really hard team to make. That's what we're hearing out of camp.
But do you feel that? I mean, you feel that at cornerback? Like, I don't really know who's going to be the depth cornerbacks. They all seem pretty good. I feel that way at you know, I don't really know how to differentiate the linebackers at this point, the inside linebackers.
Are there? Do they have any inside? Are there on this team?
You know, and so I think like these kind of depth battles are going to be fun to watch play out in the preseason. Like I actually like preseason. I mean, I think I've probably said this on this podcast like 800 million times, but like one of my all time favorite Packers memories is just kind of like zoning out to a preseason game. And then all of a sudden that Desmond Bishop hit, where you're just like, oh, okay, Desmond Bishop is like going to make this roster and be really fun to watch for several years. And like that is the Desmond Bishop play that I remember. Like if you had to have me pick one, it's that. So
you had to take me back to the last time we had anyone who made a difference at that position. 4-1 out for Desmond Bishop. Oh man. No, I agree. Before we go, I wrote down the guy draft review the rules ? So for anyone who's new to the podcast, we developed this concept last year of the guy having your guy. Bob Tonyan is an example of a guy who I think I rightfully claimed, and then I've rooted for him and followed him and gotten to watch him kind of flourish and become this amazing man bun of a tight end, or at least he was last year, and that was fun. So we thought we'd bring it back and do some kind of official draft soon after we have a few preseason games under our belt. We can all kind of take turns and draft some guys. I think I actually got Tex Western on the line for that as well, so he hopefully will join us for that. But what is a guy? I was thinking about it earlier, and I actually don't remember the rules. Alex, I don't know if you remember, but was it you have to be either undrafted or is it fifth or later? What was the draft round?
Yeah, day three pick.
Day three pick.
So,
gotcha.
As one of our new overlords, Justice Mosqueda, says, day three of the draft doesn't count, or the draft is 4 rounds or whatever he says. So that is basically undrafted. So a day three pick or undrafted or practice squad. I think we got the specific practice squad of another team, but without game reps, like live game, regular season action. So you got to be kind of green, you know?
Yeah.
There should probably be like a snap count threshold, because I think guys, maybe, you know, you play like week 17, you know, whatever, everybody's injured or something, and it's your rookie year, and then you're a second year guy, you should be eligible. But we can make a determination on that prior to the draft. But those are pretty much the guidelines. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to bring this up and clarify this, because we actually had a few people reach out on Twitter at the APC pod and say, can I claim so-and-so as a guy? And this was like dating back a couple weeks ago. So that got me kind of rethinking about the guy concept, and that we should make it official. We should have an official guy draft. I don't know if we'll get Chris Berman, but we can do a Chris Berman impression. Do I still have the primetime music on here? I don't know if I do.
Yeah, we'll have that queued up for the draft. There it is.
Hell yeah. Oh, man. But Kylan Hill, an example. Ben Foldy, as you talked about earlier, he's guy eligible. So, you know, we'll get our reporters on the scene and see where he might go in the guy draft. You know, maybe depending on where your spot is, maybe he's not available for you. You got to have a backup plan.
I have a feeling he's going to be taken pretty high in this guy draft. So we'll see where the ping pong balls land. I don't do that for football. The draft order is predetermined, but yeah. maybe we'll do it.
We'll do it NBA style. We'll draw straws before we start taping. How about that? Everyone come with like three guys that you know half a thing about, and then and then we'll draw straws.
Perfect.
All right, guys. You have that content to look forward to. There's a preseason game as well on Saturday, and I'm just gonna hit the polka because I think that's it. There's thunder, there's lightning, dogs are scared, and football is sort of happening on Saturday. I don't know. Any closing notes? Any last family night rants we want to go on?
I'm good. Letting the rain wash it away.
We're just dancing, baby.
You're both really grooving. We got to do a video show one of these days. Or not. People know what we look like. Or do they? Do they need to? That's it. All right, guys. Keep it locked in. AcmePackingCompany.com for all your now preseason Green Bay Packers content needs. Again, about half a day after we drop this, Justice Mosqueda is going to drop his exclusive interview with Donald Driver. I have a privilege to listen to that ahead of time. A lot of fun. And Justice as well is going to be dropping a lot more content in the feed. We are going to be beefing up the feed. A lot of stuff for you guys. A lot of exciting things that hopefully we can announce here in the next week or so. And other than that, keep it locked in here. And yeah, I don't know. Go Packers. That's it.